News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will be leading an island-wide child protection campaign starting May 28 in Clarendon. The campaign will see Mrs. Simpson-Miller engaging members of the public on ways to prevent child abuse. The Prime Minister will also outline what the government is doing and has done to stem child abuse and provide greater protection for children. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says every citizen has a role to play in ensuring that the safety and security of children is a personal priority.
Parents, guardians, teachers, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, and grandfathers must see the safety and security of our children as their responsibility. Pastors, Sunday school teachers, neighbors, bus and taxi drivers, conductors, shopkeepers, everyone must ensure our children's safety.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the nation May 17 on issues affecting children. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging children to report all forms of abuse or inappropriate behavior to their parents or a trusted adult. Addressing Girls' Day celebrations at Liberty Academy Tuesday, May 19, Mrs. Simpson-Miller reiterated that attacks on the nation's children will not be condoned.
And if you feel someone is treating you in a way they should not, and if you think they are behaving inappropriately and suggestively with you, or causing you any form of pain or discomfort, go straight away to your parents and let them know. Tell your teachers, tell your guidance counselor, tell your pastor or your principal, and they will call the police.
She restated that the government will be amending the legislation to further protect children from abuse and neglect. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will spend $10 million to provide water to farmers in the southern belt of the country who are most affected by the current dry season. The project, being implemented by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will see the farmers receiving nearly 300 650-gallon tanks for water storage.
This $10 million will also facilitate trucking of water to farmers, which will amount to maybe some 400 loads. This will complement the over $30 million that we have already allocated earlier this year to provide inputs to farmers island-wide under the Production Incentive Program.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. He made the announcement while addressing the House of Representatives on Tuesday, May 19. Meanwhile, a $300 million irrigation scheme will be established in the Spring Plain Ebony Park Agropark by July this year to help mitigate the effects of climate change on the agricultural sector. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says this will bring all 3,000 acres of the agropark under full production. Minister Kellyer says the government also remains committed to addressing the small-scale irrigation needs of farmers across Jamaica. He says in addition to some 225 half-acre drip irrigation kits being provided to farmers under the Rural Economic Development Initiative Ready Project, another 190 such kits will be supplied by the end of this month.
An additional $14.4 million is being spent by Ready to implement drip irrigation and fertigation systems at Bracco and Planting Garden Rivers on some 30 acres of land.
Mr. Kellyer was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-224 for details.